And now, Ben Bailey.
In the long ago, Job asked, if a man dies, shall he live again? Job 14, verse 14. We come down the time of the New Testament and Jesus answers that question definitively. Jesus said, if we believe in Him, we will die, but we will live again with the hope of the resurrection. Why should a person become a Christian? Friend, because of eternity. Because of the fact that when a man dies, he will live again either in heaven, if he's faithful to God, or in hell if he's not faithful to God. The only safe way, the only right way is to become a Christian so that you can have the hope and joy of living with God in heaven. You know, to really understand this principle, we need to understand that eternity is real. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11, God has put eternity in our hearts. That means we can have some kind of concept of eternity. God Himself is seen as being eternal. Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. The Holy Spirit is described as the eternal Spirit. Hebrews 19, verse 4. And Jesus Himself is identified as having eternity with God. John 17, 3, as coexisting from eternity with God. And so we've got God, He's eternal. The Holy Spirit's eternal. Jesus is eternal. And friend, if we're going to believe in the Bible, we've got to realize eternity is something that awaits all of us. Bible tells us very clearly that this is the promise. God has promised us eternal life. 1 John 2, verse 25. And so realize today that after this life, you and I, we are going to live somewhere for eternity. Now, in view of that, we ought to obey the gospel and become a Christian because we want to go to heaven for eternity. Jesus said, if I go, I'll come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions or dwellings. If it were not so, Jesus said, I would have told you. Friend, the promise of heaven for all eternity ought to make us want to obey the gospel. That place where there be no more sin, no more sorrow, no more death, no more crying. Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4. Don't you want to go to a place like that? A home not made with hands? Eternal in the heavens? 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1 following. Paul said it this way, I consider that the sufferings of this present day are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Truly, heaven will be worth it all. And so become a Christian because of eternity, because you want to go to heaven there, and because you don't want to go to hell. Friend, I can assure you today, you don't want to go to hell. The Bible says in Mark 9, verse 44, that hell is a place where the worm or the maggot never dies and the fire is never quenched. Revelation 20, verses 13 and 14, it is an eternal fire. Matthew 25, they're weeping and gnashing of teeth. Think about the rich man in hell and torment. He wanted one drop of water, for I'm tormented in this flame. We want to go to heaven, and friend, we don't want to go to hell. God doesn't want anybody to be lost. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 2, verse 4, God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And so become a Christian today because eternity is real, heaven is too beautiful to miss out on, and hell is too horrible to be spending your life there, to spend your life there for eternity. If you haven't become a Christian, won't you do so today because of eternity? The only way to do that is by obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Friend, are you sure that you are a Christian? There's a lot of people who think that they are Christians, but they've not really done what God says they must do. Have you heard the Word of God? Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Have you, once you've heard the Word, believed that Jesus is the Son of God? You know, Philip and the Ethiopian nobleman are riding down the road and in the chariot, and he come to a certain water, and he says, hey, here's water, what hinders me from being baptized? If you believe with all your heart, you may. Acts chapter 8, verse 36 following. Have you repented of sin in your life? Jesus said, unless you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Luke 13, 5. Have you made the good confession? Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, the Scripture teaches, with the heart, with the mind, one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Have you been baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins? The Bible teaches, baptism doth now also save us. 1 Peter 3:21. Jesus Himself said, unless a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Are you sure you're a child of God? Friend, we're asking you to think soberly about it today, and here's why. Because of eternity. We want you to go to heaven. We don't want you to go to hell, and God doesn't either. If you've not obeyed the gospel in view of eternity, become a Christian today.